Hello, I'm your host, Charles Riva, back on the Family Time Podcast, where I interview my relatives about their life and experiences. Today, I'm honored to sit down with my oldest living relative, Mary Luna, to hear her stories and wisdom. Mary, my grandma, is 78 and has been close to me since birth. She grew up in Texas in a big family, where she eventually got into police force, where she served for her whole life before retiring in the early 2000s. She's also the most religious loved one I know, and encourages me with texts whenever I see her. She's also the biggest part of helping me with my faith. In this interview, I kind of focused on just stories from her childhood and just basic overall questions that you would need to know about a person. To start the interview off, I asked her where she grew up and what her favorite memories were from her childhood. I also asked her what her traditions were, kind of just get a background of what her early life was like. How was your life growing up?
I grew up in Houston, Texas. Born during the World War II. My father was in the military, and so I didn't get to see him until after I was a year old, because he had been in the military. And it was great. Family of 13, actually 14, including my parents. So it was nice. It was a family fun, and it was good.
Okay, so could you maybe share one of your favorite memories from your childhood?
When we used to play games, since we were like 6, 7 young ones, and we would make up games, like playing red over, let whoever come over. You know, we would try to bust the line, we'd make 2 lines, or we would pretend we were Superman, or we would develop pretend like we were building a house, and we made mud pies, and it was good. And going to church, young, involved with the neighbors that went to church, and enjoyed a lot of activities. So it was good. It was good.
Okay, so adding on to that, what you may have already shared one or two, but what's one of your favorite traditions you like to remember with your family?
One of them is eating Thanksgiving, having Thanksgiving dinner, helping my mother cook, make up, you know, help her in the kitchen. We all had chores to do. Because we were so menial, so we would help around. So those were good traditions, you know. Every day we would pray the rosary, 6 p.m. You know, Mother had us kneeling down praying the rosary. So those are happy memories, traditions that we did, going to church. And having Christmas, which was one of the greatest, enjoying the Christmas tree lights at our home. You know, that was something that it was tradition. Like I said, being active with my brothers and sisters, playing outdoors, being creative, building little, pretending we were building homes and cooking mud pies. So.
After that, I asked about her big family and how, if she liked it or not. She went on to basically say that everyone in the neighborhood basically had big families, and that they all kind of enjoyed each other, and they didn't complain, and they were forced to be creative back in the 40s and 50s due to the lack of materials or resources they had, and would play games with each other. Like, as you know, there was no entertainment really around that time, like video games or something. This is where we get to my favorite part of the interview, where she tells us her advice she would give to her younger self.
What advice? Okay, always tell the truth. Know that, you know, honor your parents. Be nice to your friends. You know, don't pick a fight with your, don't be bullied picking a fight, you know, things like that. So just living the good life, which means being honest, loving, and caring for people. And that's how we grew up. So that was the advice that was given to me by my mother. So, you know, share your food with your neighbors. We had a lot of food. So that was the advice that I would say, keep on sharing what you did or what was good, you know.
So for the last part of the interview, I asked about her faith and her beliefs as a Christian. And then as the very last question, I talked about what her life lesson would be for somebody. And that's going to wrap it up for the last part of the podcast. So I know you're a devout Christian. So how has God changed your life?
I was raised Catholic, and I remember that one of the priests, Father Michael, would always tell us, whatever you do, God knows what you're doing. So be truthful and obey God. And it has helped me to be obedient to the Word of God, because he tells us, you know, Jesus said, obedience is better than sacrifices. So that helps me a lot, being a Christian and following Jesus and knowing that we're here for a purpose. So that's my belief.
So you talked about truth, right? Would that be a life lesson that you think everybody should know, just being truthful and kind of going off of that?
Truthful and respecting other people. You know, just respecting other people, being truthful. I have to realize that God is watching me and knows what I'm doing. So I apologize to the person if I hurt or that I hurt, or myself for being bullied or doing something wrong. I have to apologize to the person that I was mean to, or to God.
Okay, so after all that, my thoughts, I learned a lot from your background that I'm glad I did. And I just want to thank you for coming on here, and I really appreciate you letting me interview you and taking the time away from your day and coming out here. So thank you.
Well, it's my pleasure to support you, and so I'm happy to do it.
Okay, that's going to be the end of my interview with my grandma. Be sure to stay tuned for next week's interview, where I interview my mom about her life growing up. Thank you.